Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, a tale of terror. Juneau's historic Alaskan hotel has a reputation of being haunted. Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick relates the story of a sailor who decided to seek out the ghosts living there. It does not end well. And just a note to our listeners, some of this content may be disturbing.
Betty Adams has owned the Alaskan Hotel for more than 40 years. When I ask her to show me room 315, she isn't thrilled.
You don't want to go to 315?
I don't really, but I might go to 315, but I don't really want to go there.
Room 315 has two Spartan-looking single beds with floral linen. There's a painting of two women from the early century. I can't be sure, but they appear to be working girls. And a replica antique phone hangs on the wall. There aren't many clues that you're still in the 21st century. Now that we're standing in room 315, Adams is telling me this room isn't unique.
I would think there's just as much haunting on the second floor. And there's all kinds of haunting in the bar and in the basement and all kinds of things.
But then she proceeds to tell me a disturbing story. It was May 2007. A guided missile cruiser, the USS Bunker Hill, was in port, but due to leave the next day.
And one of the sailors on it just emailed us and said they wanted the haunted room, and we went, whatever, and put him in here.
Juneau Police Officer Chris Gifford recalls getting a call about a disturbance at the Alaskan.
There was a Navy ship in. There was a lot of people downtown that probably hadn't been off of the boat for a long time.
He switched on his recorder as he and his partner arrived at the hotel at about 11:45.
So we went there. There's a band playing. I remember the band playing in the bar, and people kind of just directing us to the upstairs.
The door to room 315 was locked.
What's going on back there?
I have no idea. I just came in the bathroom.
Eric, it's the police department. We need you to open the door, please. Eric, I need you to open the door. Who's in there with you?
We're still knocking on the door, and a guy comes up to me and kind of whispers, hey, I think your guy just jumped out the window.
Eric, who's in there with you?
Sir, I think you just jumped out the window.
22-year-old AmeriCorps volunteer Jill Whites was staying in a room below.
We hear, like, glass shatter from above, and within moments, our window within our hotel room just shatters.
The next building is only a few feet away. So caught between the buildings, the sailor apparently broke more than one window on his way down.
His body hitting the window and shattering the glass into our rooms and then proceeding to fall downward was mind-bending, to say the least.
The police officers upstairs broke down the door.
Police!
The walls were covered in blood. There was, it looked like something very bad had happened in there, and I didn't know what it was, but it didn't look normal.
Gifford said they didn't know what to think, except that someone was badly hurt down below.
You know, under Juneau, you can go down and see that it's really built on pilings. The city really is. There's a there's like a tunnel down there, and I didn't know how to get into that tunnel if we needed to. We're going to have to figure that out.
Incredibly, the young sailor was able to walk and made it to the street.
We're going to get someone to help you right now. Who did this to you? Did you do this to yourself, or did someone do this to you?
Please help me.
The man was medevaced out of Juneau and survived his injuries. Betty Adams said Navy officers arrived the next morning to investigate. It was understood that they didn't want publicity. There wasn't anything in the newspaper. But
his mother called me from Arizona and said, what do you mean renting a room that's haunted? You have nearly killed my son. And I said, I really have nothing to do with that.
Adams said guests rarely report ghostly encounters, though
it's just with employees that it's a real problem and they quit and go away.
But not everyone who works there.
I've never been spooked or seen nothing I found people that weren't supposed to be here, but they were in the flesh.
C. Scott Fry is a local musician who's worked at the hotel since the 90s.
And there was a guy here last winter who swore that there was a whole SWAT team out back on the hillside ready to come in and get him, but I think that might have been induced some other way.
There has been a lot written about this hotel and its legends.
And, you know, when you think about history, is a ghost story. And the more you think about history, the more haunting it becomes.
Juneau writer Bjorn Dele wrote Haunted Inside Passage last year. It relates a version of this episode.
But I know if you think hard enough about something, and especially if you're confined in a dirty little room thinking about it after having a few drinks, you might feel or think you see something. I mean, our minds are just so fickle and weak and vast at the same time. So
this horror story could have ended tragically, but is it a ghost story? The only one who might have an answer is a Navy veteran who, at his own request, tried to spend a night in a haunted room at the Alaskan Hotel. For AK, I'm Jacob Resnick in Juneau.